Town Talk Radio Productions brings you this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you'll get information and insight on what's happening all across Terry County, including city, county and school news, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. And now, here's Town Talk.
Good morning and welcome to the Town Talk Show. I'm Kelsey Slaughter here with Danessa Churchwell, and we are going to be visiting with Mr. Scott Jackson about everything going on with Parks and Rec and the pool as summer comes up. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
This is the sound of a large Coke at McDonald's. And that is the sound of our straw going into the Coke. And now that any size Coke is only a dollar all summer long, this is the sound of someone taking a long sip. And if you think that sounds good, how about any small McDonald's smoothie, frappe, or shake for $2? Now top that. Ooh, whipped topping. Only at McDonald's. A la carte only. Limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
When you leave this life, how will you be remembered? The legacy you leave will not be measured in dollars and cents or by years lived, but rather by what you accomplished with your life. The measure of our life is not its duration, but its donation. We are here to help your family when you lose a family member. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
And once again, welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We're visiting with Scott Jackson. How are you this morning?
Doing fine.
Good. We're glad to have you in. So what do you have going on right now? You're getting ready to open up to the public soon, correct?
Right. Getting ready to open up the 27th of May.
Okay.
But we have in our last 2 days of discounted ticket sales starting tomorrow from 5 to 7. And then Saturday morning from 8 to 12. So that'll be the last couple of days that discounted ticket sales will be available. Those will be on sale at the Family Aquatic Center.
Okay, can we go into a little bit more detail about that? Are those season tickets or one-time tickets? Or?
But you can buy as many tickets as you want. Okay. They're not season passes. They're in increments of 20, 15, and 10.
Okay.
You know, and so you can buy as many as you think you can afford, or as think you may, as you may go to the pool, there'll be starting the 27th of May. There'll be up until August the 13th. There's about 75 or 80 days available to swim. So, if you plan on swimming every day, you might want to get 4 sets of 20. Mm-hmm. Sets of 15.
How much are they discounted?
$3. The regularly $5 a piece if you're paying full price.
Okay, so you're getting $2 tickets. Mm, yeah. And then is it what are the number sets they come in again?
They come in 20, 15, and 10.
Okay, and it doesn't matter whether you buy the 20 or the 10, they're $2.
They're $3.
They're $3.
So okay. a 20 pass, pass for 20 entries into the pool would run you $60.
Okay.
So, and 15 passes run you 45. 10 pass would run you 30. So,
okay.
You know, that's a savings. You do the math, you know, 550, you're saving $20 for a 10 pass pass.
Yeah.
So it adds up, man. If you buy the passes and you swim a lot, you save an awful lot of money, especially if you're a family.
Right.
That's what I was saying. If you have a large family.
Yeah. Yeah, the passes make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're going to buy tickets, does it matter for the age? Is it priced differently per age? Or from 0 to 100, it's the same price?
Same price, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So if you're buying them for youth or seniors, you're still saving $1 per pass, that way. But regular prices, you're saving $2.
Yeah, so, still your best deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're saving money if you buy the passes. That's just the way we try to work it out. And, it's not for everybody. If you buy them, some people don't use all the passes that are available to them, and they want to hold over to the next year where they don't hold over.
Right.
If you don't use them, you just don't use them.
They're good for one summer.
One summer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you said that's going through tomorrow?
Till Saturday.
Till Saturday.
Saturday will be the last day from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Be our last day. And tomorrow night it'll be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
There at the Family Aquatic Center. So get there Friday or Saturday. That's it. Okay.
And what else have y'all been doing to prepare? I know that you were saying you had been hiring lifeguards. Mm-hmm. Are you now staffed up? Or
yeah, we're pretty much at full strength, but we still have some kids who are trying to get certified to be guards. Starting the 15th of this month, we'll be doing simulations with our guards and to kind of enhance their training. And when I say simulations, is that we have deals with schools that they come in with their students free of charge, and during those times when they're there at the pool, our staff they're working on their skills, which is identifying drowning victims and pulling them to safety, identifying injured parties, and doing the board skills that they have to get them out of the water. Mm-hmm. We work with EMT personnel on those type of procedures, and we get the schools to kind of help us out by having kids actually simulate injuries and those type of things. We simulate fights and those type of things that those kids actually see. Mm-hmm. And where our supervisors have to go out there and break up fights and or parent problems. That's a big issue. For kids, some kids who worked with this in the past, when we did do the simulations, it makes a difference when you've been trained on how to deal with the irate parent, then yeah. You just get thrown out yeah. there, man, and you get hammered, and you don't know how to handle it. That's mm-hmm. that's a big part of our training, is to make sure they know how to deal with the public, because they're our customers, and you have to be able to deal with them.
Right.
And so we go through a lot of that. For the next, the 15th through the 26th, we'll be doing those type of things. And so.
Now, do y'all train the lifeguards to get them certified, or do they have to do that on their own?
Well, they pay for that. They pay $150 to go through a lady, Betty Munger, who does our certifications. We've been working with her for several years. She's out of Sundown, does all their training. And she, matter of fact, she certifies lifeguards all over the region, and so we use her. Matter of fact, Betty will be doing a big orientation for our guards tomorrow night, so that's a good thing for us. But they have to pay for that out of their own pocket.
So they pay for it, but y'all provide it? Is that?
No, Betty provides it. Betty's like an independent contractor.
Okay.
And so the kids contact her.
Okay.
They set up, when they go to Sundown to get certified.
Okay.
And it's not easy. I mean, it's pretty strenuous. If a kid gets certified, then they're pretty much, can do everything that they need to do to save somebody,
And the training you guys provide is specific to the Brownfield
yeah.
Aquatic
Center. Well, our training is we're not set up like a lot of other pools are, because mm-hmm. we have so many amenities at our pool, and we set up our stations differently than other pools do, because when we have the lazy river, we have the slide, we have a deep portion, then we have the zero entry. And so we have to man those areas and deal with those problems differently than if you're just in a regular mm-hmm. pool where you have just shallow and deep end.
Right.
And so our guards have to be trained, okay, what do you do, if a kid and his parents are trying to go down the slide and they don't meet the height requirements? Parents, believe it or not, parents get irate
wow.
if they can't put the kid in their lap and go down the slide. Now, that's that's dangerous.
Yeah.
But you have to, really, they've come to me when I've been at the pool and just giving me the business, because they can't, take responsibility for their own kid and go down the slide with him between their legs. Thinking that's dangerous,
Yeah.
But our guards, God bless them. They're just saying, it's not a good idea. Well, they don't want to hear that, man.
Yeah.
So, but we're set up, for those type of things differently.
Right.
And so, the training is very important in how to deal with those type of issues. And you got to save people from themselves a lot of times.
Yeah.
So that's the training that we give them is just say, listen, just you got to be polite, but you got to be firm, you got to be assertive, because safety is our main concern. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we're not there just to hassle people. most of the rules we have in place are for a reason, you know, and to keep people safe.
And if somebody hasn't been there before, are there some rules that they need to know about with the family, or is there certain things they have to wear or ways to act?
Well, I mean, most of our rules are on the board as you before you go in.
Okay.
There's a list of things that we require you to do for your own safety.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the main things that we have to really enforce, you know, all the time is running.
Oh, yeah. Kids,
I mean,
get excited.
Kids running, yeah. People running back and forth, you know, and you know, even though the concrete has been grooved, you know, to get water off of it, it's still slick.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've seen many accidents happen because kids don't listen, and they fall and bust their heads open, you know. And, of course, we get blamed for it.
Right.
Even though the guards are blowing the whistle, stop running, the kid falls down, the parents, anyway. But that's one of the main things. But everything else is pretty much laid out on the poster board before you go into the facility. You know, certain things you're supposed to wear, you know, what we don't allow.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have signs inside the pool that just tell you basically don't jump off the side, you know, to the water. You know, that's common sense, but I'm telling you, if you don't put it up on that fence and say don't do it, and we've had guys, people walking, doing handstands, walking to the pool. Really? On that, you know, walking with their hands.
That's pretty, like, talented.
Well, yeah, it's talented, but you're like, what are they doing? Stop that, you know. And then they get mad when you tell them to stop.
Yeah.
Because they think, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a handstand, walking to the pool, and then jumping in. You know, that's not written, but who does that?
They say it's okay because it's not in the rules.
Oh, yeah, it's not in the rules. There's no rule. Well, you can't do that. But I'm just saying, those kind of things happen all the time.
Yeah.
And people, you know, get mad if you taught them, you know, don't do that. That's not a good idea, you know. But anyway, we tried to provide more amenities at the pool. If you've been by there, you've seen we built, you know, a couple of new pavilions, you know, just because, you know, it gets so hot. And over the years, you know, the umbrellas just don't work. I think we've talked about that before. So we got the additional shade structures, and so we think that's going to be a big plus for us this year. We've added palm trees, trying to make it more tropical out there, you know, make sure people, you know, feel like they're on vacation.
Yeah.
Added more seating, you know, more chairs, more tables for people, you know, who come in, you know, want to prop their feet up on something. We try to do that. We've added a snow cone machine. We're going to sell snow cones this year.
Oh, wow. That'll be nice.
It'll be nice, but it's gonna be a problem because people, you know, believe it or not, they'll take those snow cones in the pool. I'm telling you, we can see it, but people have asked us, you know, over the past couple of years, hey, can you guys sell snow cones? Okay, so we're gonna try it this year and see what happens. Hopefully, it won't get too messy, but. You know, the only thing about snow cones, you know, they attract bees. You know?
That's the first thing I think of.
Yeah. But
I don't allow my kids to eat snow cones.
Yeah, because the sugar and the syrup attracts. But here's the deal: we looked at that, and there's a product that they sell now. We think that might, you know, trying to alleviate that problem. You know, it's about putting it into the trash cans, as opposed to, you know, ward off bees.
All right.
We'll see. But we're trying it.
It'll be a trial year for the snow cones.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's, you know, yeah, there'll be somebody, you know.
There's nothing worse than eating a snow cone and having a bee come up
laying
on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like,
they'll do it. Out there, they're attracted to moisture.
Uh-huh.
And so, man, they'll be out there, man. But they want it, and we try to accommodate. So, you know, we're going to see what happens.
When we were talking about the rules a minute ago, and when you talk about the lifeguards enforcing those rules, if someone is not listening to the lifeguard or repeatedly chooses not to follow, do they have them sit out of the pool? What are the consequences?
Well, at orientation, we have an orientation for our guards, and we talked about it last week. And what I informed our guards is number one, when the guards are at the stands, we try to keep people from hovering around the stands. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, kids like to hover around the lifeguard stands. Well, that invites trouble because if you're not paying attention, something bad happens.
Right.
And so when the guards, and most of the time, as you guys know, if you're a guard and your friends come around, mm-hmm. well, you don't want to tell your friends get away from the stand.
Right.
And so what we try to tell the guards that, you know, we're going to enforce that more so than anything, but they have to be more assertive, mm-hmm. especially with their friends who come around and, you know, hang around and want to talk, because the public, you know, it's like if you have your kids there, you don't want the guard talking to their mm-hmm. friends if your kid's out in the
right.
water. And
yeah.
we had more people calling us last year. And I told the guards, hey, man, I mean, we got high marks for a lot of things, but attentiveness in particular when your friends are around at the stand was something we didn't get high marks on. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to have that. And so they have to be, and I told them, you have to be more assertive, you know, with people coming on the stands, because number one, it looks bad. And number two, it's unsafe, you know, because things happen quickly in that mm-hmm. water, man. And so you have to be alert at all times, and you can't have a bunch of people around the stands. And if the guards are sitting somebody out, they have to sit by the guard, mm-hmm. you know. That'll mean you got to talk to them.
Right.
And that's what's been happening. You set them out for infractions, you know, diving off the side, you know, fighting in the water, mm-hmm. spitting on people, you know. You have to sit. Yeah, that happens.
They're kids, right?
There's no rule about
it.
There's no rule to nothing about spitting. So you have to, when you watch somebody spit, quit spitting. It's not on the board. All right. Don't do that. So, you know, but that's.
You need to put a chalkboard out there so you can write those rules.
Exactly. I mean, that's just pool minutes. Kids being kids, you know. Uh-huh. And then parents who don't want to tell their kids what to do, they want you to do it.
Yeah.
And when they go to the pool, they're to relax, and it's your problem when their kids running like a fool around the pool, you know, spitting on people and hitting people with baseballs. And then people have baseballs in the you know, playing catch in the water. And the guards have to take the balls away from them, and parents upset. Why did you do it?
Wow.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You can't throw balls in the water. It's not a good thing, you know. Then they said, well, it's a tennis ball. You know, when the tennis ball gets wet,
that's pretty heavy.
That hurts when it hits somebody,
yeah.
man. When it beats you on the head, I mean,
well, even a foam ball, anything that absorbs water is going to hurt.
Now, see, that's a good point. You know that. But most people don't. They just, what's the beef? You guys are too strict out here. We hear that a lot. We're too strict.
Yeah. Well, but you're strict for their safety.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and that's what we always tell people, you know. And we try to, as people come into the pool, we have our pool manager, Lupe Chavez, or Mallory Ellis, who's our assistant manager, will read a statement or make a statement saying, won't you guys enjoy your stay here at Branford Family Aquatic Center? Hope everybody has a good time, but please obey the rules. You know, there's certain things you can do, certain things you can't do. You would have a much better experience if you do everything you're supposed to do and not, you know, go off the reservation doing stuff that's not safe. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. And most people have a good time, you know, but you still have those few that, you know, want to stretch the boundaries of safety and, you know.
People get crazy in the heat, so that doesn't.
Yeah, that's why we built more pavilions.
Right.
In the shade. Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to find out even more with Scott Jackson, so stay tuned.
Forward march to the next generation and a brand new age. To the future and the future of tough. Introducing the all-new Ford F-150, the first and only pickup with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, up to 700 pounds lighter, so it can haul more than any half-ton pickup on the planet. Over 100 patents, so you can work even smarter, and every single square millimeter tougher. Towing the most of any half-ton pickup. With the muscle to move the world. And the brains to change it. This is the all-new Ford F-150. The future of tough.
Go by Stanley Ford Lincoln, located at 1708 Lubbock Road in Brownfield. Or call 637-7541. Stanley Ford Lincoln. You're just a short drive from big savings.
Are you tired of stopped up sinks and cold showers? We can rescue you at Rescue Plumbing. Cody Churchill has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing business and provides quality work at a reasonable price. So whether you need installation or a complete bathroom remodel, call Rescue Plumbing at 806-891-9617 and get a free estimate today. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Rescue Plumbing LLC. Rescue Plumbing, ready to come to your rescue anytime, anyplace.
Get on down to your local Kubota dealer today, where the deals have never been hotter on new Kubota tractors. You can get low payments for up to 84 months. With 0% APR, incredible customer instant rebates, and a 6-year limited powertrain warranty on new BX, BL, and MX tractors. There have never, ever been deals like these. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We are visiting with Scott Jackson. We're getting lots of good details about the Brownfield Family Aquatic Center. And we were speaking earlier about the extra things you guys offer. And you said you guys are going to be contracting that out, like the aerobics and the lessons.
Yeah. The YMCA contacted us and asked if they could perform the aerobics classes and or do and be the ones to contact for swim lessons, and we're all for that. That's great for us because that enables someone else to contact our guards and set up payment with those guys. So if anybody is interested in doing aerobics and or swim lessons, need to contact the YMCA and talk to Eric Martinez, and he'll set that up with you. Matter of fact, I think that they're going to have some days set aside for those, and they'll be forthcoming from those guys, and they'll let everybody know when those dates will be available. I know Danessa asked about adult swim. We still do that.
Okay.
From 11 to 12, you know, every day, Monday through Friday, not on the weekends. But adult swim is available for adults who want to come and pay a couple of dollars or a dollar to get in and swim, you know, from 11 to 12.
And is that basically you have to be 18 or older, or
yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You'll be 18 or older.
Is it lap swimming or you free swim? Okay.
You get to utilize everything that we offer there, you know, the slide, the lazy river.
Don't have to fight the kids for the slide.
Exactly. And then and we have, there's people that, you know, just say, listen, I want to enjoy the pool, but I'm in all the stuff that comes in with the crowd of folks. We'd rather not deal with that. And so that's been a deal that the public, you know, really appreciate.
Yeah.
And so doesn't bother us because they're cleaning and doing things, and it's, you know, and they're in there in the water. And so and a lot of adults go in there and they do laps, mm-hmm. which they couldn't do during normal hours.
Mm,
so
right.
It's good for them, good for us.
And what are the normal hours? What days and times are you guys open?
We open 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, from 1 to 6
okay.
p.m.
Except for the 11 at noon for the adult swim.
Right.
Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about other options if someone wants to rent the pool. Or
yeah, pool rental runs $300 an hour after hours, but you can rent a pavilion, which is those covered areas at the pool for $35 an hour if you want to have a birthday party there during open hours. So if the pool's open from 1 to 6, if you wanted to have a birthday party or something for your child or something, you can rent one of those pavilions for a couple of hours for $70 or for an hour for $35. And we allow you to bring in ice cream and cake, you know. Otherwise, you have to, you know, buy it from our concession stand. But we do allow ice cream and cake for those type of parties and stuff. But the pool rents, like I said, for $300 an hour after hours. And people think that's high. Well, that doesn't even cover our costs, but that does just allow us to have guards on duty at each of our stands that you're going to use. And so that just kind of, you know, we don't make any money off of that. You know?
Right.
But it's people want the pool for their parties or for their families or whatever. At $300, you know, just enables them to do that. You know.
And is after hours, does that also include the mornings, or just do y'all do that after 6 p.m. only?
After 6 p.m. Then okay. Normally in the mornings, we do our cleanup and do all of our sanitizing, our bathrooms, mm-hmm. our decks, our chairs, our furniture, and all that stuff. And So after six is the best time to do that.
Is there anything else that we haven't addressed about specifically about the Brownfield Family Aquatic Center that we need to get out there for the public?
Well, I mean, it's a great facility. I mean, it's clean. It's open. We encourage, you know, especially Brownfield residents to utilize the pool. Go buy your discounted tickets. Mm-hmm. You know, we set that deal up primarily for, you know, Terry County residents. But as of late, man, the last couple of years, we've had more people from out of town take advantage of that than locals. And so we want to encourage the locals to go get those tickets so they can utilize a pool at a discounted rate. Because that was the number one reason why we even started doing that, is to allow our citizens to have access at a reduced price, you know. So take advantage of that.
Is there an age limit as far as – I know some parents, kids go without parents, or parents will drop their kids off there while they're at work. Is there an age limit for that as far as dropping, being unattended?
Well, there's a height limit that as you come into the pool. If you see, if you remember, there's a stand there with the kid's portrait on it. Says if you are below this height, you have to be accompanied by a parent.
Okay.
And so it's actually about height.
Okay.
Age doesn't really matter. So if a kid's a certain height, you know, they have to be accompanied by a parent if they're below that height. If you're over that height, well, come on in. And so it's everything has to be height just because of the water level, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's allowable to an extent, yeah. That's,
so if you're curious, go run by there and drop, let your kids stand by that height.
Kid might be standing outside, you know, you thinking he's on in. Where's your mom or dad? You're below that height.
Yeah.
So you got to, you know. Mm-hmm. And call them. You better call your mom and dad to come get you because, you're too short.
And it could be a friend's parent or as long as they have a guardian of some
As long as you have a guardian, somebody responsible for you. You know, a lot of times, you know, parents, you know, kind of co-op. And they bring a group of kids, and, and so we got one parent responsible for eight or nine. Well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. You know. Or an older sibling, even.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
All right. Well, we had kind of a fun time teasing about some common sense things, but really it's a great place. It's a great thing for Brownfield to have,
and a
fun thing in the heat of the summer to get out there and cool off. So we're excited about the opportunity to go buy tickets at a discounted rate and take advantage of that. But we thank you so much for coming in, Scott Jackson, and giving us all the details.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
We're looking forward to a fun summer at the Brownfield Family Aquatic Center. Thank you to all of our sponsors. And this interview will be up on our Facebook page and website later on if you missed any of it. For the Town Talk Show this morning, this was Kelsey Slaughter.
And Danessa Churchwell.
Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Radio Productions. If you would like to comment on our show or promote your civic or church event, or if you have an idea for an interesting story, give us a call at 806-637-0030 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can drop us a line at info@towntalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.